business or you're planning to start one, attractive, eye-catching window signs can help you stand out from the crowd and build a strong brand identity. Window graphics provide an efficient and cost-effective way of advertising your business. When done correctly, they let people know what's inside, converting people passing by into customers. Your messaging is important not only for your storefront, but for your on-the-go as well. Whether it's a simple name, logo, or a full wrap, vehicle graphics are cost-effective and create unmatched visibility. In fact, vehicle wraps generate 30 to 70,000 impressions per day. So if you're looking to leave a lasting impression, consider window and vehicle graphics and trust the knowledgeable team at Signorama in West Palm Beach to help you achieve the best results for your business.
Whenever heartburn strikes, get past relief with Tums. It's time to love food back.
Keeping things cool on the water or on the road for 60 years. The local Jupiter, Florida company's innovative ideas have revolutionized the cooler market with the first patented roto-molded cooler and the world's most efficient portable fridge freezer. Today, their new soft-side bags and dry boxes are changing the way they keep things cool. Also, fans, if a Palm Beach Cardinals player hits the Angle Cooler sign in right field tonight, one lucky fan is going home with a prize. Angle Coolers, the original high-performance cooler company. Anheuser-Busch always dreams big. It's our culture and our heritage, but more than that, it's our future. A future where we always serve up new ways to meet life's moments and the times that matter. The moments where we celebrate, defy challenges, dream of the brighter future we are building today, and all the moments in between. Anheuser-Busch, co-sponsor of Thirsty Thursdays, a future with more cheers. The WPBF 25 First Morning Weather Team is proud to be the official forecasters of Roger Neen Chevrolet Stadium. Every day, you can trust them to keep you safe and informed with the only independently certified most accurate weather forecast in South Florida.
There's a difference between saying you're most accurate and being most accurate. Every day, independent experts at WeatherRig analyze local stations' forecasts, and they determine who gets it right. WPBF 25, First Warning Weather.
Sun, showers, severe storms. Be most accurate means you can trust us to prepare you first.
WPBF 25, First Warning Weather. South Florida's only certified most accurate team. 9 years running.
South Florida mornings start with you, your energy, determination, and purpose.
At WPBF 25, it is all about positive thoughts.
Helping you manage your day with time-specific forecast and your first warning of storms. Getting you around traffic tiles.
Keeping you informed and in control with the news happening now.
The team with a purpose to power South Florida mornings. Start with WPBF 25 this morning.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, a mix of blue sky and clouds for Game 3. Of this six-game series, the final road trip of the summer for Daytona as the Tortugas get ready to square off against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 6:30 first pitch tonight. Daytona trying to snap a brief two-game slide and end the Cardinals' five-game winning streak. Palm Beach winning in Game 2 of the series last night. 6-3, Joshua Baez with a home run. Victor Scott had a couple of hits, including a triple in the game. Cade Hunter had a great debut for Daytona, had a couple of hits and an RBI. Hector Rodriguez also drove in a pair. Daytona will hand the ball to Jose Acuna this afternoon as they try and snap the brief slide. 0-1 record. A 2.32 ERA in his first seven Florida State League appearances. The Cardinals will counter with the league's leader in wins, Trent Baker, 9-7, a 3.12 ERA, 125 strikeouts on the year. Will get the ball for Palm Beach tonight as the Cardinals come into play on Thursday with their magic number to clinch a playoff berth, whittled down to 8. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, last week we had a chance to sit down with one of the Reds' top 30 prospects and one of their draftees from this past July. He's in the lineup tonight behind the plate. Logan Tanner will be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Tortugas and Cardinals. Game 3 of 6 coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Daytona offense. That is the talented catcher, Logan Tanner. Logan, you've been in Daytona Beach in the Florida State League for a little over 2 weeks or so now. How's the introduction been down here in Florida for you?
It's been fun, you know, meeting all these new guys and getting some new teammates and making new friends. It's been a good time and just getting adjusted to pro ball and what that's like every day, day in and day out. And getting to do that and living out my dream, so I can't complain.
What's it been like for you getting introduced to so many new people from so many different walks of life, so many different countries as well? It can be a little overwhelming, I'm sure, at times. What's it been like for you meeting all these new people and making, as you said, new friends?
I love it. You know, I have no complaints whatsoever. You know, you're going to meet people throughout your life, and the more people you know, the better connections you have. My mom always told me that's a good thing, so I think just meeting all these people and get to hang out with them and learn what they do and how they go about their day and stuff like that, I think it's really fun.
Adjusting to pro ball is never easy, but you played a lot of really high-class college baseball in the SEC at Mississippi State. How did your time with the Bulldogs down in Starkville help you prepare yourself for what you've experienced these last few weeks?
I mean, that was invaluable experience down in Starkville, playing with Mississippi State, and, you know, we won a national championship, and being able to play for one of the better coaching staffs in the country, and playing with a bunch of talented players and playing against a bunch of talented players, it's just it really prepares you for coming out here and trying to get acclimated to pro ball, and I think it was a huge success, and I have no more to say about that.
Mississippi State had so much success there. It's awesome to win a national championship in any sport, but it becomes a little extra special when you win the first national championship for a sport, for a program. What was that like, getting a chance to be there in Omaha and be on the field for that final out, celebrate with your teammates, and bring that national championship back home to campus?
It was awesome. You know, finally bringing one back to Starkville, it was long overdue. And just being able to give that program that everything I had on and off the field, and being able to bring a national championship home to that community, they love their college baseball. So I mean, I'm so thankful we were able to do that as a team, and being able to do that for the city of Starkville.
You're a Mississippi guy. You went to Mississippi State. So many fun aspects about being a college athlete, but there's so much to it than just being a ball player. What was your favorite part about being a student athlete at Mississippi State outside of just being a ball player?
Definitely hanging out with my teammates, you know, off the field. I have some great stories that I probably can't tell on here with a bunch of my teammates.
Don't need anybody getting in trouble.
No, but just doing that and experiencing a couple of years and making friends that you're gonna have for the rest of your life. And, you know, you get to hang out with those guys, and then they move on to a new organization, and you get to meet up with them down the road. I think that was probably the best part about it.
You talked about making new friends in the Reds organization here with the Tortugas as well, but that's going to be another really cool part about this pro baseball experience for you, is getting to reconnect down the line with some of your teammates from this past year, from teammates from the past as well at Mississippi State. How excited are you for that opportunity down the road to get a chance to, you know, maybe face some of your old teammates on the mound and get a chance to rub some elbows with your old teammates as well elsewhere in the league and beyond?
I'm really excited about that. You know, I've seen a couple of the guys I've played and played with, so just getting to do that and see them and talk to them and ask them how they're doing and how they go about it, I mean, it's really cool. It's great. I can't complain.
People always talk about different adjustments when it comes to adjusting to professional baseball. People always like to talk about hitting and things like that, but there's always extra challenges when you're a catcher, not only defensively, but handling a pitching staff and working with new arms and new coaches and things of that nature. What's it been like for you defensively behind the plate, getting acclimated, and how impressive, and that was an impressive throw you made last night to throw out that runner stealing. How do you find ways to keep composed when a hitter is basically standing in the way of your throwing lane like that, and being able to make plays sidearm like you did yesterday?
I think the most challenging part is getting used to the all different guys you're going to catch and how their stuff moves, and, you know, catching their bullpens, and then how they like to pitch in a game, how do they like to be talked to and stuff like that. And I think that's been the most challenging part, but I mean, I feel like I've done a decent job. And then for the second part, I don't know. I just try to make a throw any way I can, because I don't know. It's just something I've always been able to do. It's just something that's kind of engraved in me, is just make the play no matter what. So I mean, I just kind of come up with a new way if I have to on the spot. So it's just something that happens naturally.
And you were a really talented pitcher during your high school playing days before you went on to Mississippi State. Has any of your pitching experience during your amateur days helped you out at all in terms of your ability to throw and make plays from behind the plate?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. I think most of it comes from playing in the infield when I was younger. I didn't start catching full-time till my sophomore year of high school. So I think just playing like third and shortstop and doing all that and learning how to throw from different angles is what really helped me. And then continuing to do that as I moved up, like taking ground balls during BP or practicing different angle throws when I'm throwing to get loose. And I think that's a big help. And just keeping that ability to throw from different slots and move different ways has been huge.
The draft is a little over a month and a half ago or so now. taken in the second round by the Reds. What was that experience like for you when you finally got the phone call, saw your name flash across the screen that day, and how did you find ways to celebrate and enjoy and soak in that experience with your friends and family?
That was awesome. You know, I had a bunch of friends and family there, and having everybody there with me was a great experience. And you know, we had a good time. We all hung out and just kind of talked after and had a good time. And you know, that was a blessing, and I'm very excited to be a part of this Reds organization.
One final question for you, Logan. You go out there after the draft to the Reds draft camp. You get to meet all the fellow guys you were drafted with. Obviously came out today, Daytona Beach, with a couple other draftees. Some others have followed along in the days since. What was it like working in that draft camp, getting a chance to meet the fellow draftees and get a chance to come out with some other guys a part of the draft class and get to sort of make your maiden voyage and get your, you know, first experiences together as a group?
It's awesome. You know, you're getting drafted with these guys, you're going up through the organization with them and just getting to know them and becoming good friends. I mean, you live with some of them for 8 months a year. I mean, you live with them longer than you live with your family. So, I mean, I think it's awesome, and being able to experience it with those guys and know that we're all going through the same thing is really cool.
He's got Be Legendary tattooed on his right arm. He's had a legendary college career. He's starting a legendary pro career as well. Logan Tanner, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the season. Enjoy it. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Time for baseball on this Thursday night. Tortugas and Cardinals for the third time out of six this week. And as Trent Baker warms up on the mound for the Cardinals, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for the Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Hector Rodriguez leads off. He is the center fielder. Trey Faltini bats second at second. Edwin Arroyo back in the lineup tonight. He'll bat third and play shortstop. Logan Tanner is behind the plate cleaning up. Yurlin Confidan makes his second start since returning to Daytona. He'll bat fifth in right field. Cade Hunter had two hits and an RBI in his debut last night. He'll bat sixth and DH. Blake Dunn had off yesterday. He'll bat seventh in left field. Wendell Marrero makes the start at first base batting eighth. And Braylon Menier over at third hitting at ninth. Cardinals starting lineup put together by their manager, Gary Kendall. Victor Scott leads off in center. Nathan Church back in the lineup, batting second in left. Joshua Baez homered last night. He'll bat third in right field. R.J. Yeager moves across the diamond to first base, cleaning up. Jimmy Crooks bats fifth. He's the catcher. Brody Moore has multiple hit games in each of the first two contests in this series. He'll bat sixth at second. Jeremy Rivas is the shortstop, batting seventh. Michael Curiali bats eighth at second. And Elijah Cabell will bat ninth as the DH. Hector Rodriguez drove in two of Daytona's three runs last night with a base hit. He will lead off against Baker tonight. The righty's first pitch is popped in the air. Left side, long run to his right for Church, straddling the foul line. And in foul ground, says the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. Church makes the catch, one pitch, one out to start the night. We are underway at 6:31 Eastern time. Brings up Trey Faltini. First time he failed to reach base in a start in his Tortuga's career last night. First pitch to Trey. Takes inside for ball one. Faltini, 9 for his first 40. This is 14th game. 225 average, a homer, 8 RBIs. The 1-0 outside and low, 2-0. Faltini, a 753 OPS entering tonight. Helicopter hanging low overhead beyond the center field wall, the 2-0. And Faltini pops it straight up behind the plate. Crooks towards the warning track behind the dish with two hands. Retires his old Big 12 foe. And Faltini down for the second out. 15, couple of foul pops to start the night. Brings up Edwin Arroyo. Switch hitter. Hitting a .186 in his first 20 games with Daytona. A homer, 10 RBIs. Overall, an .899 OPS in single-A baseball this year. And a foul ball to the screen, 0-1. Baker, standing at 6'3", 240 pounds. 23 years old from Austin, Texas, the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Cardinals' ninth-round pick last year out of Angelo State University. Baker making his 24th start. 9-7, a 3.12 ERA. As Arroyo takes down and away, it is 2-1. Baker, just 101 hits allowed and 112 and a third innings. 47 walks, 125 Ks, the 2-1. And Arroyo sends one towards the third base seats. It's 2-2. Defensive alignment behind Baker tonight, left to right in the outfield, Nathan Church, Victor Scott, and Joshua Baez. Before we get to the infield, Baker's 2-2. Outside, it's full. Third to first around the infield, Michael Curiali, Jeremy Rivas, Brody Moore, and R.J. Yeager, with Jimmy Crooks doing the catching behind the plate. Baker's payoff pitch, and Arroyo gets one in the air to center field. Coming on and to his left is Scott, calling off the right fielder Baez. And without his hat, makes the play to retire the side. 1-2-3 goes Daytona in the first. Baker needs just 10 pitches at the end of a half an inning. Daytona nothing, and the Cardinals coming to bat on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jose Acuña making the start for Daytona tonight. Another quick look at the Cardinal lineup. Scott Church and Baez atop the order. Yeager, Crooks, and Moore. 4 through 6 with Rivas, Curiali, and Cabell rounding out the order. Victor Scott will lead off for the Cardinals in the bottom of the first inning. Scott hitting .228 in his first 24 pro games. And the lefty batter takes outside from Acuña for ball one. Scott, 2 homers, 10 RBIs, and .809 OPS. Righties 1-0. And Scott straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. Acuña standing at 6'2", 213 pounds. Will turn 20 in October from Bayuma, Venezuela. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him on the fastball away. It's 1-2. Acuña making his 8th appearance and 6th start in the Florida State League. 0-1, a 2.32 ERA. 1-2 pitch. Scott over the screen and into the seats. Remains at 1-2. Acuña, 16 hits allowed in 31 innings, 13 walks and 35 strikeouts. A 154 opponent average, the 1-2. And Scott fouls it off the glove of Tanner. Remains in there with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Acuña made the start against Jupiter. That was last Thursday. No decision, 1 run on 2 hits in 4 2/3. 1-2 once more, and Scott pops it straight up. Tanner ditches the mask onto the warning track behind home plate, right in front of the screen, makes the catch, and the leadoff man retired. Sends up Nathan Church. Did not play last night. Got the start and left in the series opener, hitting .184 in 22 games, 14 for .476. No homers, 2 RBIs. Righty against lefty. And Church takes low. 4-1. Defensive alignment behind Acuña tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Blake Dunn, Hector Rodriguez, and Yerlin Confidan, the 1-0. And that one catches Church in the foot. Try to throw a backdoor slider, but the ball too sharply snapped and hit off the front foot of the Cardinal left fielder. So Palm Beach has the game's first base runner, 1 on and 1 out. The red-hot Joshua Baez. Righty batter, righty pitcher, and Baez checks his swing, but the ball found the bat. And it rolls towards the on-deck circle for the Cardinals, 0-1. Baez in his 13th game hitting .282. 11 for 39, 3 homers, 13 RBIs, and OPS over 1,000. The 0-1. Inside corner for a called strike two. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate. Connor McKenna calling balls and strikes. Robert Ginther on the bases. ABS challenge system in effect tonight. Automated zone not officially in play. 0-2 pitch. Drops in there. Strike three looking. Punched him out on the slider. First strikeout tonight for Acuña. 1 on, 2 out for the first baseman, R.J. Yeager. Yeager at .319. 3 homers, 16 RBIs, and .892 OPS. But the home plate umpire, manual strike zone. But each team with 3 challenges to the automated zone as Yeager takes a slider strike 0-1. Challenge can be initiated by the batter. The pitcher or the catcher cannot come from the dugout. Acuna's 0-1. And Yeager fooled. Tried to hold up his swing, could not on the high fastball at 92. It is 0-2. Third and first around the infield for Daytona. Braylon Menier, Edwin Arroyo, Trey Faltini, and Wendell Marrero, with Logan Tanner doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2, and Yeager off the hands. Remains up there. No balls and two strikes. One on, two out. No score, bottom of the first inning. Yeager joined the Cardinals on July the 29th, 3-for-7 in the first two games of this series. Undrafted free agent signee. Runner goes, 0-2 pitch, and Yeager lines one to right. Confidon back into his left, reaches out to make the catch and retire the side. No runs, no hits, one left on a hit batter. At the end of an inning, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Logan Tanner, your lead confidant, Cade Hunter. Part of the lineup, two up for Daytona. Trent Baker retired the side on 10 pitches in the first. Tanner, righty batter to lead off. And the first pitch from Baker misses below the knees for ball one. Tanner made the start behind the plate on Tuesday night, head off yesterday. 5-4 his first 34 in 10 games. 1-0, fastball strike at 93, it's 1-1. Tanner a double, no homers and an RBI. Red second round pick out of Mississippi State, the 1-1. And Logan takes a called strike two, 94 tailing on the inside corner. Cardinals tonight wearing the alternate red uniforms once again. Baker's 1-2. And Tanner down swinging. First strikeout tonight for Trent Baker. Dialed it up to 95 inside. First four batters he's faced tonight have been retired in order. Brings up Yerlin Confidon. Confidon rejoined Daytona on Tuesday from the Complex League. Missed some time with a quad strain. And the lefty batter waves through a changeup 0-1. Confidon in Daytona. This is his 17th game, hitting .264, a homer, 9 RBIs, a .765 OPS. The 0-1 at Confidon hits one hard into center field, but it'll hang up for Scott back into his right, makes the over-the-shoulder grab for the second out. 101 miles an hour off the bat from Confidon, but nothing to show for it. Two away for Cade Hunter, 2-for-4 with an RBI in his debut last night, both of his hits. 105 miles an hour off the wood. Fifth round pick out of Virginia Tech. And the first pitch to the lefty drops in for strike one. Cardinals with Palm Beach and red script lettering across the chest on that jersey. Gold bat placed atop the word mark. As Hunter with a chopper left side, coming on it to his left, Curiali throws on the infield grass. And the play across the diamond to Yeager in time. And Baker has his second 1-2-3 inning of the game. This time needed just 8 pitches to do it. 1.5 complete here at Roger Dean. No score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Acuna back to the mound. Jimmy Crooks, the catcher, leads off and fouls the first pitch into the seats. It is 0-1. Crooks, Moore, and Rivas. 3-2 up for the Cardinals in the inning. Crooks had off last night. Couple of hits in the opening game on Tuesday, hitting at 240 in 16 games. Lefty batter takes outside and high. It is 1-1. Crooks, a homer, and 2 RBIs, a 767 OPS. The 1-1 off the hands and into the seats, 1-2. Tortugas tonight wearing the road grays. Daytona arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of the jersey. 19-year-old's 1-2. Little hesitation on the lifted leg. Misses outside 2-2. Gray pants. Acuna has him hiked up just below his knees. Tall black socks. White on white cleats buried into the ballpark mound. 2-2. Crooks takes outside 3-2. Green cap, green bill for Daytona tonight. White block D logo on the front. Blue skies and clouds hanging overhead. Payoff pitch, and Crooks hits it hard, but into center field. In and to his left comes Hector Rodriguez. Stops, takes a few steps back, and makes the play over his left shoulder. Leadoff man retired. 18, Brody Moore, 4-for-8 in the first two games of this series with an RBI, will step up. Moore hitting at 253, 3 doubles, no homers, 8 batted in. Hitting the start at second again tonight, and the former Auburn Tiger takes high for ball one. Acuna misses down with a slider, 2-0. But yeah, blue skies mostly out beyond the outfield. There are very hazy white and gray clouds hanging behind home plate. And a lot like yesterday is the 2-0 taken for a strike. It's 2-1. The 2-1 pitch and Moore. Skies one left center field. Coming on to his left, Blake Dunn. And Hector Rodriguez calls him off at the last second. Hector calling so loud you could hear it here behind home plate in the press box. Guarantee the communication was good there. Dunn was able to slam on the brakes. Averted disaster. Two out for the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas has driven in a run in each of the first two games of this series, hitting .244, his 111th game. And he hits the breaking ball down the right field line out of play. It is 0-1. Rivas, a homer, 33 RBIs, leads the active roster. Bases empty, two out, no score. The 0-1. Rivas on the ground in the hole, backhanded by Arroyo to his right. Strong throw from the lip of the outfield grass. In time, inning over. Edwin Arroyo retires his counterpart as the slick fielding shortstop with another outstanding play closes out the first 1-2-3 inning for Acuna. After two, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Blake Dunn, Wendell Marrero, Braylon Minier, bottom third of Daytona's order due up in the inning. Trent Baker's thrown just 18 pitches through the first two. Dunn shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a 91-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. Dunn had off yesterday. The 0-1. Low and inside, 1-1. Dunn missed a couple of months with a right shoulder sprain, hitting .273 in 24 games, three homers, nine RBIs. 1-1, and Dunn a line drive, and there's Daytona's first base hit. Blake Dunn stops at first. He's there with a leadoff single. Not only Daytona's first hit of the game, but the first hit of the game for either side. 102 miles an hour on the liner.
The first baseman, number 31, Wendell Marrero.
Brings up Wendell Marrero. Seven-game hitting streak was snapped last night, but did walk in the ninth to stretch the on-base streak to eight, hitting .260 in 23 games. Five doubles, no homers, 10 RBIs. Drops to a knee, but out in front of the changeup, 0-1. Baker steps off, throw over to first. Dunn dives back. Blake, a perfect 13 for 13 on stolen base attempts this year. Defensive alignment behind Baker again once more. Church, Scott, and Baez in the outfield. Don't think we ever got you the infield. Throw back to first and Dunn able to get in. Michael Curiali, Jeremy Rivas, Brody Moore, R.J. Yeager from third to first. With Jimmy Crooks doing the catching behind home plate. The 0-1. And Marrero a line drive over the leaping glove of Yeager and stays fair into the right field quarter. Ball rolls around the sidewall. Dunn's making a turn for the plate. Here comes the relay throw by Moore. Comes to third, and he's out. Dunn will score. Marrero thrown out trying to stretch it to a triple. But Daytona takes a 1-0 third inning lead. Marrero will get credit for his sixth double, his 11th RBI. A 99-mile-an-hour howitzer over the leaping glove of Yeager. .945 on the out at third base as Braylon Menier takes a called strike one. Braylon hitting .189 in 41 games, 24 for 127. Three homers, nine RBIs as this one slapped into left field for a base hit. First three batters of the inning have picked up base hits for Daytona after Baker retired the first six consecutively. All three balls hit well. 102 miles an hour and back-to-back 99-mile-an-hour line drives. One on and one out. Now back to the top of the order, and Hector Rodriguez fouled out to left his first time. This one fouled straight back 0-1. Rodriguez, two-run single in the sixth inning yesterday. Just one for eight in this series. Throw back to first. Menier there safely. Rodriguez hitting .339 in 18 games since the trade. The 0-1. And Rodriguez laid on the fastball at 93. It's 0-2. One on, one out. Daytona a 1-0 lead in the top of the third. The 0-2. High and away 1-2. Baker making his first start since game one of last Saturday's doubleheader against the Mets. Picked up the win, gave up just one run on six hits in six innings. Struck out eight. Baker's 1-2. And a foul ball again to the screen. Baker having a marvelous month of August, has won each of his last two starts. And has given up one run or fewer in each of his last three. 1-2, and Rodriguez can't lay off the back foot slider. Second strikeout tonight for Baker. Two out in the top of the third inning. Brings up Trey Faltini. Faltini fouled out to the catcher. 0 for 1 tonight, but Baker, last three starts, just three runs in 16 and a third innings. It's a 1.65 ERA. Faltini takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Baker, great career at Angelo State. 4 years there in the Lone Star Conference as Menier dives back. Trent's had some really interesting home road splits this year. Roger Dean has always tended to play more as a pitcher's park, and Baker's splits reflect that. The 0-1, down and in, 1-1. Baker came into play today in his 10 home starts, 6-1, with a 1.4 ERA. But on the road in 13 starts, albeit in three fewer innings, as Faltini scorches one down the left field line. That one's in for extra bases. On his way to third is Menier. He will hold up there. It's a double for Trey Faltini, and the Tortugas with second and third and two down. 105 miles an hour on the two-base hit. Fifth double for Faltini in Tortuga Green. But second and third and two out. Brings up Edwin Arroyo from the left-hand side. Fly to center back in the first. Menier at third, Faltini at second to run in for Daytona. And the first pitch to Edwin. Cut on and missed. It's 0-1. A Baker on the road, 3-6, a 4.94 ERA. Although he's thrown three fewer innings on the road as this one popped in the air to left. Over to his left goes Church to make the catch over his head. But Baker has walked more than two times as many hitters on the road than he has here at home. After retiring the game's first six hitters, Baker gives up a run on four hits in the third after 2.5, 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Acuna back to the mound, 8-9-1-2 up for the Cardinals. Daytona a 1-0 lead. Top of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona in front 1-0 on Wendell Marrero's RBI double. Michael Curiale to lead off, did not play last night. And he's early on a 79-mile-an-hour changeup. Pulled his head out 0-1. Curiale playing in his 16th game, hitting 239. Called strike. Acuna snaps a slider 0-2. Curiale, four doubles, no homers, three batted in. Acuna's 0-2. And Curiale is swinging bunt up the first base line, but stays foul on the dirt. Stays at 0-2. Fans, if you need to get your group to their big event, then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Another 0-2 pitch, and he got him on the high fastball. Curiale lost the top hand on the follow-through. Second strikeout tonight for Jose. He's retired six in a row. Brings up Elijah Cabell. First appearance for him in the series, hitting .154 in 51 games. 24 for 156, has homered six times and brought in 21. And he's laid on a fastball up, 0-1 the count. But Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. As Cabell takes high, it's 1-1. The dimensions here at Roger Dean, for those who haven't been, the 1-1. Fouled off the hands, 1-2. 330 down the line in left, 355 to left center, 382 to the light stanchion in left center field. 400 to the batter's eye in straightaway center, 1-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. Slider atop the zone, back-to-back strikeouts for Acuna. Number three tonight for the 19-year-old. Back to the top of the Cardinal order, and Victor Scott fouled out to the catcher in the first. But it is 382 to the light stanchion in right center, 350 to the angle cooler's sign out in right field straightaway. And down the line, 325 to the pole as Scott takes low for ball one. Acuna hides his eyes behind that black and brown mitt. 1-0. And Scott tardy on the fastball, 1-1. Scott, a couple of base hits last night, has reached in 8 straight games, coming into play today. The 1-1, high for ball 2. Scott, and performing better on the road than in his own ballpark to start his young career. 2-1, drops in. They say he went around. Strike 2. Scott just 5 for 39 at home and 13 for 40 on the road. Batting average difference of nearly 200 points, albeit in limited time. 2-2. Outside, it's a full count. Nathan Church, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Scott, not the kind of guy you want to walk. He's already stolen 11 bags in 24 games. Payoff pitch, and Scott drives one in the air to center. Back and to his right goes Rodriguez in front of the warning track. Makes the play with two hands, and Jose Acuna has his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Teenager has retired 8 in a row, 3 innings complete, 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Nothing Daytona, top of the 4th inning. Logan Tanner, your lead confidant. Cade Hunter, part of the lineup due up for Daytona in the inning. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday night, wherever you may be. Trent Baker back to work. And a first pitch changeup has Logan leaning. It is 0-1. Tanner struck out his first time. 0-1 tonight. 0-1 pitch. And Baker paints the outside corner. It is 0-2. Both teams still with all 3 challenges available. None have been used yet. 0-2 pitch. Bouncing off the plate, 1-2. Line score so far, Daytona a run on 4 hits, no errors, 2 left. Cardinals 0-0-0-1. One base runner on a hit by pitch in the first. The 1-2. Off the outside corner, 2-2. Tanner had a 7-game on base streak snapped on Tuesday. 2-2. And he got him on the high fastball. Up and in at 95. Had a lot of horizontal break on that ball in on the batter. And Tanner down on strikes, 1 away in the 4th. Third punch out for Baker. Brings up Yerlin Confidon, hit a 100-mile-an-hour rocket to center his first time. That Scott traced down. This one fouled out of play, 0-1. Confidon was off to such a marvelous start with Daytona prior to going on the IL with a left quad strain back on May the 5th. The 0-1 fouled back, 0-2. Confidon had a .280 average and an .808 OPS, the homer and 9 RBIs. before starting a rehab stint in Arizona last month. Fouled back to the screen, 0-2. And since starting his rehab assignment, he's played in 11 games coming into tonight since August the 9th. Just 5 for 30. That includes his return on Tuesday. As Confidant takes down and away, 1-2. Was the Arizona Complex League MVP last year, where he hit .315 with 11 homers and 34 RBIs in his first professional season. A 1-2 pitch, foul tip into the glove of Crooks for strike three. Slider down and in at 88. Back-to-back strikeouts for Baker. He has four tonight. Two out for Cade Hunter. Rounded out to short. His first time actually to third. He is 0 for 1. Hunter has reached in all eight games in his young pro career. And he swings through a fastball down and in. 95, it's 0-1. Hunter overall as a professional hitting .381. 8-4 his first 21 coming into tonight. The 0-1 outside 1-1. And Hunter, good baseball bloodlines. Was drafted out of high school. The 35th round by the Rockies at a Lenape High School in Medford, New Jersey. The 1-1. Down and in 2-1. But his dad, Scott, was a former fifth-round pick of the Dodgers in 1993. Played 10 years in minor league baseball. 2-1. Called strike. It is 2-2. And actually played in this league 26 years ago in 1996 for the St. Lucie Mets. Payoff pitch, rather the 2-2 pitch, low for ball three. Cardinals going to challenge the call, and the call is upheld. So, Palm Beach 0 for 1 on their challenges tonight. They have two remaining. Sort of like football, if you're successful with your challenge, you keep it. If you're not, you lose it. Now the payoff pitch, and Hunter a ground ball in the hole at second. Nice play by Moore, scooping on the forehand to his left. And from the right field, Grass makes the play to first to close out a third 1-2-3 inning for Trent Baker. 3.5 complete, still a 1-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Nathan Church to lead off against Jose Acuna. And the first pitch taken for a called strike. It is 0-1. Church, Baez, and Yeager. 2-3 and 4 due up. Church, the only Cardinal to reach base on a hit by pitch. And he swings through the fastball up. 90 on the gun, 0-2. Quarter after seven in the East. Acuna's 0-2. And Church lunging at an off-speed pitch for strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for Acuna. He has sat down nine straight. One out for Joshua Baez. Baez struck out looking his first time. Has reached in all 11, or rather 12 games, I should say, since being reinstated off the IL with a left wrist issue. And he takes a strike up in the zone. It's 0-1. Baez entering the ninth, 3-for-7 in this series with a double, a home run, and four RBIs. Had the big go-ahead three-run double in the third inning on Tuesday as this one rolled foul. Third baseline, 0-2. Hitting 290, Baez is since being reinstated. Acuna's 0-2. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Take a look around the Florida State League. In the bottom of this fourth inning. The pitch. Baez off the hands into shallow left center field. Long run in it to his left. Done, and it'll bounce in front of Rodriguez for a base hit. First hit of the game for the Cardinals is a looping single by Joshua Baez. Hector Rodriguez was playing in a different area code out there in center field. Had to traverse quite a long way just to get to that baseball. And it landed in between the two outfielders. So the Cardinals and the streak of nine in a row retired. Brings up R.J. Yeager, who looks at one outside. It's 1-0. Yeager flied out to right to end the first. 0-for-1 today, the 1-0. And Yeager powers one in the air to left. Back goes Dunn to his left to the warning track. He leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, baby, Blake Dunn. I don't know if that one was going to get out, but for sure, extra bases robbed from R.J. Yeager on an incredible leaping catch by the former four-sport athlete in high school, Blake Dunn. 99 miles an hour out there to left, and Dunn using every bit of it as of his athleticism to haul that ball in. Jimmy Crooks takes the curveball outside. It is 1-0. But Lakeland and Clearwater supposed to play a doubleheader today out at Joker Marchant Stadium. Surprise, surprise, weather was an issue there again as Acuna misses high 2-0. One on, two out. 1-0 Daytona, bottom four. Clearwater and Lakeland made it through two innings today before the game was suspended. Game two outright canceled because of the rain. 2-0. And Crooks, jam shot in the air, third base side. Long run to his right, Manier by the railing. Reaches in and just off the edge of his glove. It's 2-1. I thought Manier had no shot and somehow able to reach over the railing and got that one off the heel of his mitt. Could not squeeze it. It's 2-1. Wow, what an effort by the 19-year-old third baseman. By the way, there was an error. I don't see the error on the board. Come on. Acuna at the letters. The 2-1. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down by Tanner Lowe and not in time. So the count 2-2 on Crooks, but Joshua Baez in scoring position with a stolen base. That is his fourth in six attempts. And of course, the big game. Everyone here at Roger Dean is following in terms of playoff probabilities. It's the one about 30 minutes north in Port St. Lucie. 2-2 pitch. Crooks, a bouncing ball to first, fielded at the waist by Marrero, And the infielder playing in just his 12th career game at first, able to stay in front, take it to the bag, and end the inning. We'll let you know what's happening in that Jupiter-St. Lucie game when we come back. No runs, one hit, one left after 4-1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. My little John. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fifth inning, Blake Dunn made a fantastic catch to rob R.J. Yeager of extra bases in the bottom of the fourth, and he takes outside for ball one to begin the fifth inning. Daytona in front by a run on Wendell Marrero's RBI double. Dunn in the air, right center field, back into his left. Victor Scott had to change his direction straight back at the last second. But Scott able to change his momentum pretty cleanly and makes the running grab for the first out. One away brings up Wendell Marrero, RBI double his first time up. Was thrown out trying to stretch it for three. But continuing on with our Florida State League scoreboard tonight, we'll let you know about the weather-impacted game in Lakeland between the Tigers and Threshers as Marrero swings through a heater. It's 0-1. Well, the Cardinals came into play today, their magic number at 8 for a second-half division crown as Marrero fouls it back 0-2. Needs some help from their in-stadium or co-inhabitants, the Jupiter Hammerheads, but not getting it so far tonight. The 0-2. Low, it's 1-2. But St. Lucie has scored at least one in each of the first four innings tonight. And the Mets have a 5-0 lead in the top of the fifth. Baker, the windup, the 1-2. And Marrero takes outside for ball two. Vincent Perozzo, solo home run for the Mets, his first. Javier Atencio made the start for St. Lucie. Sandro Bargallo still on the hill for Jupiter as Marrero swings through a fastball. Got him swinging. 95 away from Baker. He's retired six in a row. Brings up Braylon Menier, lined a single to left his last time. One for one tonight. Roddy fires, and Menier cuts and misses. It is 0-1. Baker working quickly, and Menier chases down and in with a slider, 0-2. Elsewhere in the league tonight, another big playoff picture game. Out in Tampa, Tarpons and Dunedin Blue Jays, the 0-2, fouled straight back. Stays 0-2. Top of the second inning at George M. Steinbrenner Field. The Tarpons a 2-1 lead. Spencer Jones, the Yankees' first-round pick, his third career home run. The 0-2, and Manier off the end of the bat. Towards the third base dugout, stays 0-2. Bases empty, two out. 1-0 Daytona in the top of the fifth. Tyrone Uhle starting for the Tarpons. Jason Urbaez on the hill for the Blue Jays. 0-2. And Manier, another foul ball, is third straight. Only other game on the schedule tonight is in Bradenton. Marauders entered play today in second place in the West. Well, they trail the Mighty Muscles, the first half champions, 5-0. Kalai Rosario, a solo home run, is 12th. As Braylon takes outside, it's 1-2. Tamar Johnson, the Pirates' first-round pick, has a double. Bailey Ober making a major league rehab start for the Mighty Muscles tonight has faced one over the minimum through two as Manier hopscotching out of the way, ends up face first on the dirt, but able to avoid the ball. It's 2-2. So looking at the standings in the second half of the Florida State League, Cardinals came into play today. Four games up on the Mets, eight games up on Jupiter. Daytona eliminated already. 2-2. Inside and low for ball three. So Manier has run it full from an 0-2 count. Top of the lineup and Hector Rodriguez on deck. Cardinals magic number at 8. Any combination of Cardinal wins and Met losses will whittle that number down. As Manier sends it to the roof. Next pitch will be the 10th in this at-bat. In the West, Bradenton came into play today, a half game back of the Blue Jays. Tampa a game and a half behind. 3-2. Struck him out. Swung through a changeup as Baker on the 10th pitch of the at-bat wins the battle and records his second straight 1-2-3 inning. He has sat down at 7 in a row. Halfway through this one, still a 1-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Jose Acuna back to the mound, bottom of the fifth inning. Brody Moore, Jeremy Rivas, Michael Curiali. Three due up for Palm Beach in the inning. Moore flied out to left his first time, and he swings at the first pitch. Pops it in the air, shallow center. Second baseman Faltini back into his right and in the center field. Makes the play on the grass, one out. One pitch, one out for Acuna in the fifth. Brings up Jeremy Rivas. Grounded out to short on a nice backhanded play by Arroyo to close out the second inning. Acuna kicks and comes home, and Rivas fooled on a slider away. Swings through it 0-1. Acuna's 0-1. outside. Moves to one ball and one strike. Reds making some notable roster moves earlier today, September 1st. Roster is expanding, not quite like they used to. That one high, 2-1. Second year, I do believe, maybe it's a third, in which the rosters in September only increasing to 28 as opposed to the old 40. Now one low, 3-1. And it makes sense. I was watching the Mariners and Tigers game earlier today. Matinee, tuning into Aaron Goldsmith and Ryan Roland Smith on the Mariners broadcast. 3-1. Fouled back onto the roof, 3-2. And we're talking about how the change in the rule forces teams to manage their roster more like a normal roster as opposed to a free-for-all in the final month, as this one slapped down the right field line and right by the feet of the Cardinals' bullpen. Remains at 3-2. And that makes sense, but I would like to add one caveat to that in the future. If it was up to me, I would still expand the rosters to a full 40, but as Rivas tried to check his swing, the ball ends up rolling fair to first, and Wendell Marrero takes it to the bag himself, two out. Was not what Rivas was trying to do. Tried to hold up his swing, but Acuna's pitch had a mind of its own. Found the barrel, and results in a 3 unassisted ground out, two away. Michael Curiale, the batter, struck out against Acuna in the third. First pitch to the righty. Outside and low for ball one. I would make it more like the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL, where you have certain number of guys on the roster, but you have to deactivate a certain number of players before each game. Fouled back 1-1. The NFL, you're only allowed 53 active players, and I believe that number dwindles down on game day. NBA can only have 12 players dressed. NHL, there's always scratches. The 1-1. Fouled off the hands, 1-2. So I say expand the rosters to 40, and then you have to make 28 players active each day. You give more opportunity to players in the minors to maybe get that cup of coffee in the big leagues they otherwise wouldn't have received. This is a soft ground ball to short coming in Arroyo. And from the lip of the infield, Grass throws on to first. And Acuna has another 1-2-3 frame. 5 shutout innings of one-hit baseball for Jose Acuna tonight. Probably the end of his evening. If so, the best performance in his short tenure in the Reds organization. After 5, 1-0 in favor of Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with 6 games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Hector Rodriguez leading off for Daytona in the top of the sixth inning. Lays a bunt down in front of the plate. Dies on the dirt. And Jimmy Crooks picks it up with his bare hand and fires on to first with his mask still on his face. And Rodriguez retired for the first out. Not a bad move by Rodriguez. Execution wasn't there. We've seen that a couple of times over the last 2 weeks. Very watered down dirt around the batter's circle. Seen the ball die just outside the batter's box for opponents twice. This time for Daytona. As Trey Faltini takes strike one. Trey doubled to left his last time. One for two tonight. And he takes outside and low. It is one and one. We're talking about rosters expanding today. With the month of September officially upon us, the 1-1. Low and away, 2-1. But the Reds calling up two. Both pretty notable for very polar opposite reasons. Baker's 2-1 pitch, and Faltini smokes it up the third base line. Daytona has an arm warming. Stays at two balls and two strikes. But the Reds calling up Spencer Steer, one of their top 10 prospects from AAA Louisville. 2-2. At the letter, strike three looking. Faltini thought about challenging but decides not to. Trent Baker has now retired nine in a row.
Shortstop number 15, Edwin Arroyo.
Dating back to Faltini's double in the third. Two out in the sixth inning for Edwin Arroyo. Fly to center, fly to left tonight. And Arroyo early on a changeup. It is 0-1. But Steer, Reds number seven prospect by MLB.com, came over the Reds in the Tyler Mahle trade at the deadline. Had been performing very well with the bat for Louisville. Outside, it's 1-1, was hitting .294 with three home runs in 23 games since the trade. 1-1 pitch, and Arroyo swings through a changeup, 1-2. One-two from Baker, and Arroyo lifts one left center field. Back into his right goes Scott, slowing down by the wall. Makes the catch to end the inning. Arroyo pounds one 396 feet out to left center field. But Victor Scott, the center fielder, makes sure it results in just a very loud out number three. Baker's retired 10 straight after five and a half. Looks like Kevin Abel coming on. 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Kevin Abel to the mound here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tortugas holding a 1-0 lead. Elijah Cabell, then the top of the Cardinal order, due up. And Kevin's first pitch, a called strike. It is 0-1. Abel standing at 6'1", 200 pounds, 23 years old, from San Diego, California. The 0-1. High, it is 1-1. I stand corrected, 23 years old from San Diego. Seventh round pick of the Reds last year out of Oregon State. 1-1. Curveball misses. Outside, it's 2-1. Abel making his 10th appearance. Sixth out of the bullpen. 2-1. And Cabell sends it straight up and out of play. First baseline, 2-2. Abel, 1-2 record, a 6.57 ERA. 23 hits in 24 and two-thirds innings, 24 walks and 40 strikeouts. As Cabell lays off down and away, it is 3-2. Payoff pitch at the letters, got him looking. Cabell wants to challenge before he officially leaves the field, and the call is overturned. And so Cabell does not have to leave the field. He earns a walk. So the Cardinals now 1-for-2 on their challenges tonight. They still have two remaining. Daytona hasn't used any of their three. One on, nobody out for Victor Scott. And he looks at a strike. Inner half, it's 0-1. Scott 0-for-2. Fly to center and fouled out to the catcher. Third baseman Manier playing in on the grass. The 0-1. High, it's 1-1. Abel, and one of his best outings since joining Daytona. His last time out on Friday against the Hammerheads. Four innings, one run on three hits. 1-1. And Scott, a line drive left field, coming on Dunn, sliding, and he makes the catch. That is the second outstanding play made by Blake Dunn in left field tonight. One going back on the ball, leaping at the fence to take away extra bases from R.J. Yeager. And this time a sliding grab, feet first, to rob a base hit from Victor Scott. One on, one out. Brings up Nathan Church, been hit by a pitch and struck out. Throw to first. And Cabell back in standing. And Abel just one walk, three strikeouts in that outing. It was his first appearance with one or fewer walks since July the 8th. Now one low, 1-0. But Cable has had to deal with injury issues. Was placed on the IL shortly after the All-Star break. Was not reinstated until August the 9th. Inside corner with a changeup, 1-1. Abel went almost a full month in between appearances. Did not pitch in an official game from July 15th till August the 9th. 1-1. Into the third base seats, it is 1-2. One on, one out. 1-0 Daytona, bottom of the sixth inning. Abel's also dealt with Tommy John surgery during his college career. Old teammate of Daytona's Justin Boyd and the Cardinals' DJ Carpenter. 1-2. Bouncing in front of the plate. Tried to spin a curveball, 2-2. Talking last half inning about the rosters being expanded. Reds bringing up Spencer Steer. Earlier today, Reds have off tonight. Won't potentially make his debut until tomorrow. As Church, a ground ball to second. Bobbled there by Faltini. Picks it back up. His only play to first. And he'll get the out there. Would have for sure retired the lead runner at second had Faltini made that play cleanly. No guarantee he would have turned two with Church hustling up the line. So a man at second, two down. Brings up Joshua Baez. So the tying run in scoring position. Baez has struck out and singled, the Cardinals' only hit tonight. First pitch from Abel. Misses up for ball one. But Steer talked to MLB.com last month after the trade, talked about how the pandemic ended up helping out his career. 1-0, blowing away 2-0. He said they looked at the lower half of his swing during the pandemic, trying to determine how they could get some more power from using his lower half. Said it was a year-long process throughout COVID with hitting coaches and player development staff from Minnesota, and said it was a really good change for him. 2-0. Baez off the end of the lumber. It's 2-1. But Steer, predominantly a third baseman, has also played at second, short, first base, and right field since the trade. Basically said, right now I'm all over the place. Doesn't have a preference on what position he'd play. 2-1. Back to the screen, 2-2. I can't say I'm surprised by that for a kid getting called up to the major leagues for the first time. Brand new experience for him, just like if I ever got called up to the big leagues. One of those, whatever you need me to do, you got it. 2-2. Baez on the ground, past the diving glove of Meniere. Fair ball into the left field corner. Cabell scores to tie the game. Dunn, having some trouble out in the left field corner, fires in towards third. Third straight game with an extra base hit and an RBI for Joshua Baez. He has brought in five in this series, and the Cardinals tie it at 1-6. Just barely kept it fair, hugging the chalk line. Baez, his third double, his 14th RBI. And now the Cardinals with the go-ahead run in scoring position for R.J. Yeager. Was robbed of extra bases on that miraculous leaping grab by Dunn in the fourth inning. And Yeager, like swinging at the first pitch, fouls that one out of play, 0-1. Final line for Jose Acuna tonight will take a no decision. Probably his best start since the trade. Coming over from the Mets, the 0-1. Yeager in the air, first base way. Marrero on the warning track by the Cardinal dugout. Makes the catch over his right shoulder to retire the side. But Acuna tonight, five innings, no runs on one hit, no walks, struck out four, hit a batter. 67 pitches and 47 strikes. But he'll take a no decision as the Cardinals pick up a run in the sixth on one hit, one man left at the end of six, tied at one on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for the Cardinals as we move to the top of the seventh inning. Tied at one, it is the right-hander Tanner Jacobson who has taken over. St. Louis's 10th round pick out of Queens University of Charlotte in North Carolina. Jacobson standing at 6'1", 190 pounds from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 22 years old. We'll take on the heart of Daytona's lineup. Tanner, Confidon, and Hunter, 3-2 up against the righty. And his first pitch, a curveball outside for ball one. Jacobson making his second appearance with the Cardinals. That one low. It is 2-0. Jacobson making his debut against the Mets on Thursday night a week ago today. 2-0. Foul tip into the glove of Crooks, 2-1. Did not allow a hit, but permitted a run with two walks, a strikeout, and a wild pitch through more balls than strikes in his debut at Clover Park. Outside, Tanner, 3-1. Jacobson made two appearances in the Complex League before joining the full season club back on August the 23rd as Tanner takes at the bottom of the zone, 3-2. Final line for the Cardinals starter, Trent Baker, goes six innings, fourth straight start with one run or fewer allowed as Tanner takes one outside corner for strike three. So Jacobson battles back from behind in the count 2-0 and 3-1 to strike out the Tortuga catcher. One away in the seventh for Yerlin Confidon. Confidon has smashed one to center and struck out 0 for 2. Jacobson misses up and in for ball one. Baker, no walks, seven strikeouts tonight. 78 pitches, 54 strikes, will take a no decision. The 1-1, Confidon extended his hands a little bit too much, pops it in the air behind the plate. Crooks does not have enough room, lands in the first row of seats behind the netting. It is 1-1. Jacobson in the SAC, the South Atlantic Conference. Went 5-3 with a 4.09 ERA this year. Struck out 79 in 61 innings. As Confidon hacks through a changeup 1-2. Bases empty, one out. Top of the seventh inning. This is tied at one. 1-2. Drops in there. Strike three looking. 12-6 curveball from Jacobson. And back-to-back strikeouts is how he starts his night in relief. Cardinal pitching has now sat down 12 in a row, dating back to Faltini's third-inning double. Brings up Cade Hunter, has grounded out twice tonight, once to third and once to second. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, and he takes down and in for ball one. Talking about Spencer Steer getting called up by the Reds today, but that not the coolest of the two players brought up by the Reds today. Fouled back 1-1. Both guys being called up to the big leagues for the first time in their career, but the man who joined Steer from AAA Louisville going to the show had a much more arduous journey to reach the major league level. Outside 2-1 on a breaking ball. Fernando Cruz, who is one of the minor league leaders in saves this year, going up to the major leagues for the first time at the age of 32. 2-1. High, it is 3-1. Cruz made 51 appearances with the bats at AAA. Had a 2.89 ERA with 23 saves. Struck out 66 in 56 innings, a 3-1. High for ball four. So Cade Hunter has now reached in all nine games of his pro career. Ends the streak of 12 in a row retired. brings up the left fielder, Blake Dunn. Dunn lined a single to left. Score Daytona's only tally in the third. Flied out to center. And his last at-bat leading off in the fifth. But Cruz originally signed at 17 years old by the Royals as an infielder. Low 1-0. Converted it to pitching in 2011. Now, earlier in the year, I had a tendency, I don't know if it ever happened on air, but definitely when I would write his name, I kept on writing Reynaldo Cruz as Fernando Cruz, and I couldn't quite figure out why that name was so familiar. Hi, it's 2-0. And at one point pulled up his baseball reference page, and it finally dawned on me. The reason why I remembered Fernando Cruz is because I worked with him 7 years ago in Double-A with the Tennessee Smokies, a Cubs affiliate, my second year in pro baseball. And what's amazing is Cruz making his major league debut, assumingly sometime in the next month, had not played in affiliated baseball since that 2015 season prior to this spring and summer. As Dunn takes in the dirt 3-0, Jacobson lost a bit of his control of the strike zone. Just one of his last eight pitches have been strikes after punching out the first two men. But Cruz had not played affiliated baseball from the end of the 2015 season until this year. Made a few stops in independent ball for the New Jersey Jackals in the Can-Am League in 2016, 17, and 18. Played a ton of winter ball in Puerto Rico and Venezuela, Mexico as well. Also played in the Mexican League one season. As Dunn takes a strike, it's 3-1. But last year in 2021, his age 31 season, pitched 58 games, all in independent and foreign leagues. That one outside, runner goes. The tag there is in time, but irrelevant. Pitch was outside to Blake Dunn. It is ball four. And so Daytona on back-to-back walks have two on and two out. The first baseman, Wendell Marrero. Wendell provided the only run of the night for Daytona with an RBI double in the third as Giovanni Carrara out of the first base dugout to talk with Jacobson. Lefty up and throwing it down the line with Jacobson up over 20 pitches in the inning. But last year, Cruz pitched for the Mariachis de Guadalajara in the independent Mexican League. The Cangrejeros de Santurce in the Puerto Rican Winter League. The Charros de Jalisco in the Mexican Pacific Winter League. And then pitched for Team Puerto Rico in the Caribbean Series Championship. And now 51 more games here for the Louisville Bats. And imagine sometime in the next couple of weeks he will make his major league debut. First pitch to Marrero. And the curveball from Jacobson inside. It's 1-0. Want to say that is Nelfrey Contreras up in the Cardinal right field pen. Hunter and Dunn work two out walks. 1-0. Low for ball two. Braylon Menier, third baseman on deck. Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Jupiter, Florida, Justin Rock with you. Game tied at one. Marrero, another hard line drive foul. Out by the Cardinal bullpen, 2-1. It's so great to see Fernando Cruz going up. Another sign of what perseverance can provide. As Marrero takes up for ball three. So Jacobson, after he struck out the first two batters of the inning, now in danger of walking them loaded. Is 3-1, and Marrero takes up for ball four. So three straight two-out walks to Hunter, Dunn, and Marrero. And we'll see if Gary Kendall makes a pitching change before the Meneer at bat. And indeed he will, as I think Kendall was just waiting for Meneer to be announced by the public address announcer. And with Jacobson at 25 pitches, a tie game in the seventh, and the Cardinals' magic number at 8. Kendall going to bring in the lefty to face the lefty to try and end the rally. Bases loaded, two out, tied at 1. Meneer against Contreras when we come back. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Nelfrey Contreras out of the bullpen to face Braylon Meneer with the bases loaded and two out. Tie game at 1. Contreras, 6 feet tall, 177 pounds, from Lorna de Cabrera in the Dominican Republic. Hunter at third, Dunn at second, Marrero at first. And Contreras' first pitch misses high for ball one. Contreras making his 23rd appearance, 4-3 record, a 6.23 ERA, 32 hits in 26 innings. And Meneer takes outside, it's 2-0. Contreras, 19 walks, 34 strikeouts, 291 opponent average. Acquired from the Dodgers organization in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. The 2-1, Meneer chases. That pitch may have drifted outside the zone. Sweeping slider, it's 2-1. Contreras pitching for the first time since Thursday night against the Mets. Retired all three batters he faced on 14 pitches. 2-1. At the knees, and it's even 2-2. Cardinals will have 5, 6, and 7 due up against Abel in the bottom of the inning. Bases loaded, two out. 2-2 the count on Braylon Meneer. Cardinals and Tortugas tied at 1. The 2-2 pitch inside nearly hit him. Meneer hopped out of the way of a slider that didn't quite break. And now it's 3-2. Nowhere to put him. Everyone will be off on this pitch. Force at every base. Contreras above the letters, the payoff pitch to Braylon. This one tapped foul just outside the lefty box. We'll do it again. Jacobson still responsible for all three runners on base. Lefty gets the one he wants. Another payoff pitch, and Meneer, a bouncing ball up the middle. Nice play by Rivas. Ball dropped. He had it and then dropped it, and two runs are going to score. Hunter comes in from third base. Blake Dunn never stopped hustling. He scores from second on the infield ground ball by Meneer, And Daytona takes a 3-1 seventh inning lead.
Center fielder number two, Hector Rodriguez.
I'm not entirely sure Rivas would have retired. Meneer was not a, well, was actually hit harder than I thought, 105 miles an hour off the bat. And the first pitch to Hector Rodriguez is low for ball one. It'll be a straight two-run single for Braylon. Rivas, I think, dropped that ball largely because he was rushing to get it out of his glove to make the throw on to first. There's a called strike to Rodriguez. It's even at 1-1. For Braylon, he'll get credit for his 10th and 11th RBIs of the summer. 1-1. And Rodriguez could not wait back on the slider. Check swing for a strike, 1-2. Tortugas taking advantage of 3-2 out walks and an infield base hit. 1-2, and Rodriguez chases at one down by his shoot tops. Nifty front door slider from Contreras, and the side is retired. But Daytona picks up two runs on a hit. Two men left. Time to get up and stretch here at Palm Beach. Tortugas 3, Cardinals 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 5, 6, and 7 do up for the Cardinals. Daytona in front by a score of 3-1 on the two-run Braylon Meneer infield hit. Jimmy Crooks 0-for-2 tonight. And the first pitch line down the right field side. Will it stay fair? You bet. One hopping off the top of the wall. Rolls around the base of the fence. And Crooks will stop at second with a first pitch leadoff double. Just what the Cardinals needed to start the inning. First hit of the night for Jimmy Crooks. Just the third of the game for the Cardinals. Crooks with his third double. Coming off the bat at 100 miles an hour. And the tying run at the plate in the form of Brody Moore. Moore has popped up twice, once to second, once to center. Abel from the stretch. And there is a fastball at 90 for strike one. Take a look around the Reds affiliates. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Abel's 0-1. Check swing on a bouncer, and yes, he did. Brody Moore could not lay off the 55-foot curveball. And Moore not only frustrated, he thought about offering. I'm sure a little miffed at the call for the base umpire, Ginther, as well. So Abel ahead 0-2. Jeremy Rivas is on deck. 0-2 pitch. This one slashed fair in between Marrero and the first base chalk line. Crooks will score. Moore on his way to second. He's there with another double. Back-to-back doubles from Crooks and Moore to start the bottom of the seventh inning. And Palm Beach back to within a run, 3-2 Daytona. Fourth double, ninth RBI for Moore. So a couple of line drives. That shuffle fair. Just on the fair side of the first base bag. And now the Cardinals have the go-ahead run at the plate in the form of Jeremy Rivas. Grounded out twice tonight. Rolled out to first his last time. And he takes outside for ball one. Reds have off tonight. Dropped their series finale to St. Louis in 13 innings yesterday. 1-0. High 2-0. Was somewhat historic in the sense was the first time since the international tiebreaker rule made it to Major League Baseball in which both teams were held scoreless in the first three innings of extra frames. So Rivas takes a curveball, strike 2-1. Reds and Cardinals did not score in the 10th, 11th, and 12th innings before St. Louis put up a three spot in the top of the 13th. So Rivas fouls it off himself, 2-2. Triple-A Louisville at home tonight, top of the sixth inning against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate bats a 2-0 lead. 2-2. Outside and low, 3-2. Albert Almora Jr. with Louisville on a rehab assignment, 0-2 tonight as the DH. Alex McGarry, Lorenzo Cedrola. The other alums in the lineup, McGarry has a double. Cedrola has an RBI as Rivas strikes out looking. But the Cardinal shortstop is going to challenge, and the call on the field is upheld. So Rivas down on strikes. First punch out tonight for Abel. Cardinals now only have one more challenge remaining. They are 1 of 3. On their first three attempts tonight, and this one by Curiali lined in the left field for a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third as the throw in from Dunn cut off by Manier. Michael Curiali with a base hit, third knock of the inning for the Cardinals. And now the tying and go-ahead runs are on for the nine-hitter Elijah Cabell. Two doubles and a single. Runners at first and third. One out for Cabell. And Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to have a talk. Tortugas took a 3-1 lead in the top of the seventh on a two-run infield knock by Braylon Manier. Well, the Cardinals, four batters into the seventh inning, have a run. And the tying and go-ahead runs on base. But Louisville a 2-0 lead. Hunter Green made a rehab start for the bats tonight. Went two scoreless. One hit, no walks, struck out four. Great thing to see. Hopefully Hunter will be back with Cincinnati in the next week or two. Double-A Chattanooga at home tonight against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Marlins affiliate. They trail 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Garrett Wolf, fourth the Daytona alums in the double-A lineup tonight. First pitch to Cabell, taken low for ball one. Joe Boyle making the start tonight for the Lookouts, just one unearned run over four innings for the former Tortuga. 1-0. Curveball skips off the dish, 2-0. Only other game on the schedule tonight, High A Dayton at home against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Tied at one, top of the fifth. Jay Allen tying it on an RBI single. The 2-0. And Cabela drive right center field. This one into the gap. This one is going to get out. Elijah Cabela with a missile. 110 miles an hour, 416 feet in between the light stanchion and the video board in right center field. The seventh home run of the season for Elijah Cabela turns a 3-2 Daytona lead into a 5-3 Cardinal advantage. Seventh home run for Cabela, RBIs 22, 23, and 24. As Scott takes outside, it is 1-0. So as quickly as Daytona had a multiple run advantage, they now trail by multiple runs for the first time today. As Scott swings and misses, it is 1-1. One-one to Scott. And that fastball high, it's 2-1. That home run for Cabela, by the way. Swing and a miss by Scott, 2-2. Snapping an 0-4-17 stretch at the plate. 2-2, Scott in the air down the right field line, coming in towards the line, Confidon, and it's going to bounce in front of him. I don't know if Yerlin didn't read that ball well or what, but looked like he could have taken an accurate route to that baseball and made the play, but decided to play it on a bounce, didn't want to risk the ball getting behind him. And so Scott has picked up a base hit. Fifth hit of the inning for the Cardinals. And they have one on and one out for Nathan Church. But yet Cabela had been 0-4 his last 17 prior to that home run, with just three walks and 13 strikeouts. And he ends that 0-4 stretch in the loudest of possible ways. Throw over to first. Scott dives back. Tortugas will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the top of the inning. One oh, and Church a ground ball to first, fielded on the forehand by Marrero, on to second for one, back to first, and Marrero can't hang on. Abel never got over to cover the first base bag, and so Marrero had to race back to try and find it and receive the throw by Arroyo. Thankfully for Daytona, ball did not get far enough away for Church to advance. So a 3-6 fielder's choice. Nice job by Marrero, continuing to field a foreign position well. Never played first base in an official game prior to this season. Joshua Baez, the batter, tied the game last inning with an RBI double. Swings through a cut fastball, 0-1. Baez, 2-for-3 tonight, has singled and doubled. 13-game on base streak for the youngster. And Abel misses low. It is 1-1. Kevin up over 20 pitches in the seventh. Baez, the eighth man to bat in the inning. The 1-1. Baez can't hit the fastball. 91 that time from Abel, 1-2. Tortugas, 3 runs, 5 hits. No errors, they have left 4. Cardinals, 5 runs, 7 hits. No errors, they have stranded 3. 1-2 pitch, and Baez strikes out on the nasty curveball. Outstanding 12-6 movement, but the damage done by Palm Beach in the inning. They score 4 runs on 5 hits. One man left at the end of 7. Cardinals 5 and the Tortugas 3 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Nelfrey Contreras back to work. Now has a lead to play with. Cardinals in front 5-3. Trey Faltini leads off, and he swings at the first pitch. Hits it sharply on the ground to short. Jeremy Rivas there to make the play on to first. One pitch, one out on the 105-mile-an-hour ground ball. Brings up Edwin Arroyo, 0-for-3 tonight. Three fly balls, two to center, and one to left. Action in the Cardinal right field bullpen. Double barrel action at that. Righty and a lefty up. And Arroyo from the right-hand side for the first time tonight. Takes up and away for ball one. Arroyo, the Reds' number four prospect, according to Baseball America, takes inside. 93, that time from Contreras, it is 2-0. Came over with Andrew Moore. We'll start later in the series. Noel V. Marte and Levi Stout in the Luis Castillo trade. 2-0 high. Three balls and no strikes. Logan Tanner, catcher waiting on deck. Cardinals in the alternate Reds. Daytona in the road grays tonight. 3-0. Outside ball four. So Arroyo on base for the first time tonight. One on, one out. And Tanner will come up as the game's potential tying run. Logan 0-for-3 has struck out three times tonight. Final line for Tanner Jacobson tonight. Lefty offers. And Logan takes down and away 1-0. Jacobson, two-thirds of an inning. Two runs, both earned. No hits, walked three, struck out two. 25 pitches and nine strikes. But his offense picked him up as Contreras misses up. And now Crooks will walk out to the mound to have a talk. Mentioned earlier, Cardinals' magic number to clinch the East is at 8. Any number of Palm Beach wins and Met losses will bring that number down. Mentioned earlier, the Mets had a 5-0 lead on the Hammerheads. Didn't look good in terms of the Cardinals bringing that number down, at least from the Mets standpoint, but the Hammerheads scored 1 in the 5th. And 4 in the 6th, and have tied the game at 5 now. They play in the top of the 8th inning. As Tanner takes a strike after the mound visit, it's 2-1. So, Cardinals hope to bring that magic number to 6 by the end of play today. Still a possibility. As Tanner takes a strike on the outside corner, it's 2-2. Didn't seem happy with the call. Daytona hasn't used any of their three potential challenges tonight. 2-2. Outside 3-2, and now the Cardinals going to challenge. And the call is overturned to strike three. So the Cardinals using their challenges effectively. Second successful challenge for Palm Beach tonight. They still have one remaining. But Tanner down on strikes for the fourth time. Brings up Yerlin Confidan with one on and two out. Lefty against lefty, and Yerlin spinning out of the way. But the slider hooks in there for strike one. Confidan has struck out his last two times. Flied out sharply to center in his first trip. And the 19-year-old takes high. It is 1-1. No action in Daytona's bullpen. Imagine it'll still be able for the eighth. As Confidant takes inside and low. Moves to two balls and one strike. Series will continue tomorrow. Final 6:30, first pitch of the series. 2-1. And Confidant on his front leg. Early on the slider, 2-2. Carson Rudd expected to make the start for Daytona. 2-0, a 2-1-2 ERA. Hansel Rincon, 2-4, a 5.7 earned run average expected to go for Palm Beach. As Confidant takes in the dirt, it's now full 3-2. That will release Arroyo from first base with two out. As he is forced at second. Cade Hunter, the DH, waiting on deck. Cardinals 5, Tortugas 3. Two out, top 8. Payoff pitch inside and high for ball 4. Confidant works a walk. And Daytona has the tying men aboard for the designated hitter, Cade Hunter. Hunter, 2 hits and an RBI last night. 0 for 2 tonight, a couple of ground balls, has walked and scored a run. That was last inning. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Hunter takes ball 1 high. Mentioned his dad, a former St. Lucie Met in the league, as Giovanni Carrara out of the mound to talk with a scuffling lefty. But not only is Cade's dad, Scott, a longtime pro ball player, mentioned a member of the 1996 St. Lucie Mets, played his last pro season in 2003. Probably knows a bunch of the guys on this Tortugas roster are now in the Reds organization pretty darn well. And the reason why being that Cade's dad, Scott, is the director of amateur scouting for the Seattle Mariners. Edwin Arroyo, Andrew Moore, both drafted by Seattle just a year ago. 1-0. And Hunter takes a strike after the visit. It's 1-1. Must have Luis Chevalier here. Of course, Noelvi Marte. And Levi Stout coming over in that deal also. 1-1. Inside with a slider, 2-1. Arroyo at second, Confidant at first. Good speed on the bases for Daytona. Trailing by 2. 2-1. And Hunter, flat-footed. Can't hit the slider inside, 2-2. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Cardinals in front 5-3. Hunter represents the go-ahead run. The 2-2 pitch. High and tight. Nearly hit him with the slider. Came up by that front right shoulder. And once again, the runners will be in motion. Force at every base. Blake Dunn. Righty swinging left fielder is on deck. Cardinals do have a righty and a lefty ready. The payoff pitch, runners go, and this one tapped towards the third base dugout, foul. Cardinals in the bottom of the inning. We'll have Yeager, Crooks, and Moore. 4, 5, and 6. Runners take their leads. They go the payoff pitch. He went around strike three. Could not hold up on the slider down. Hunter tried selling it, but the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, called him on the swing, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, two left on walks. The end of 7.5, still a 5-3 Cardinal lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Kevin Abel back to the mound. Heart of the lineup due up against him in the bottom of the eighth inning. R.J. Yeager leads off. Attacks the first pitch once more and fouls it out of play. It's 0-1. Yeager 0-3 tonight. He's had a strong start to this series. Tanner and Abel maybe crossed up a bit on that first pitch. The two will get together in front of the downhill slope of the mound. Yeager, three fly balls tonight, one to right, one to left, fouled out to first, his last time up. Abel from the first base side of the rubber, and Yeager takes a called strike. Change up, it is 0-2. Righty kicks and delivers, and a filthy curveball got him swinging. Abel has utilized a gnarly 12-6 Snapdragon to strike out the last two men he has faced. One away in the bottom of the eighth inning brings up Jimmy Crooks. Doubled, came around to score last inning. 1-3 tonight. And the first pitch, the former Oklahoma Sooner, is inside and low for ball one. Was quite the scene last night in New York as Crook swings and misses. It's 1-1. And put this in perspective, here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium last night in the main press box area after the game, sitting down to start writing the postgame recap as Crooks takes a strike. It's 1-2. Have push notifications on for J.J. Cooper of Baseball America's tweets, especially with all the different rules and many changes that have come across minor league baseball in the last 2-3 years. Always good to have J.J.'s tweets at the ready. That outside 2-2. But he tweeted last night as I sat down saying, if you haven't put the Met game on, I advise you do it. And DeGrom was pitching last night as Crooks takes the curveball for strike three. Another beautiful snapdragon from Abel. He has punched out three in a row. Two out. in the bottom of the eighth inning for Brody Moore. But Jacob DeGrom started last night for the Mets, so I figured he was out there doing his thing, was trying to throw a complete game for the first time since coming off the injured list as Moore takes a strike. But instead it was nothing like that. It was a shot of Timmy Trumpets, the musician who plays the trumpet for Edwin Diaz, the Mets closer's walkout song, takes a strike, playing the song live as Diaz came in out of the Met bullpen last night at Citi Field. Fouled back 0-2. And it was impeccable timing, so shout out to JJ for bringing that to my attention and being able to enjoy that lively scene in Flushing last night as Moore taps one on the ground towards third. Going to be a tough play for Braylon. Barehand sidearm throw, not in time. Three games in this series for Brody Moore. He has three multi-hit efforts. 2-for-4 tonight on the infield hit. And the inning continues for Jeremy Rivas. Rivas 0-for-3, struck out his last time. But, you know, the Mets have had a remarkable history in their 60-some-odd years out of play towards the Cardinal bullpen, 0-1. But they have also been the harbinger of a lot of bad luck. And I joked with a lot of my Met fan friends back home in the tri-state area. Prove how this has been a different year for the Mets as this one fouled off 0-2. One on, two out, bottom of the eighth. Cardinals a 5-3 lead. But after Diaz came on following that flamboyant entrance, turned to Austin Perth, the Cardinal media guy, saying, hey, better not blow the save now. And not only did Diaz not blow the save, he came out of the bullpen, and after the trumpet sounded, as Rivas takes inside, Daytona going to challenge, and the call is upheld. So Daytona 0-for-1 on their challenges tonight, still have two remaining. But Diaz struck out Trey Turner on three pitches, the first batter out of the bullpen. Rivas takes high 2-2. Edwin needed just four minutes, I should say, to retire the Dodgers in order in that ninth inning. No bad juju for the Mets last night. 2-2. Skied right-hand side, long run for Marrero by the Cardinal bullpen. It will land safely. Remains at two balls and two strikes on the Palm Beach shortstop. But Timmy Trumpets was there on Tuesday night first. The Dodgers won that game. Diaz never entered. And so Trumpet, whose real name is Timothy Smith, never been to a baseball game in his life before Tuesday night, decided to come back again on Wednesday to see if the magic can happen. And the Tortuga's going to challenge again. That one ruled high. And this one upheld as well. So Daytona has used two challenges in this at-bat to try and strike out Rivas. But both have gone against him. 3-2 the count. Runner goes. Payoff pitch. Now on the inside corner for strike three. But Rivas is going to challenge it. And the call is overturned to ball four. It's been that kind of night. So instead of an inning-ending strikeout, an infield hit and a walk, and the Cardinals have two on and two out. A big insurance run at second base, and Brody Moore brings up Michael Curiale. Single to left his last time. Scored last inning. And the first pitch, the former UCLA Bruin, is high for ball one. When Trumpets came back last night, put on a show. Smith, his real name, as we mentioned, originally from Australia, as Abel takes outside 2-0. Daytona going to challenge for a third time. And this time it is overturned to a strike. So Daytona still has one challenge remaining. Some chirping. Gary Kendall has come down from the third base coach's box, talking with the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna. Visibly frustrated about something. Not entirely certain as to what, through the Palm Beach manager's disapproval. I don't know if it's something with Faltini and Arroyo by the pie slice up the middle. Something with the challenges. 1-1, and Curiali swings through a changeup, 1-2. But apparently, the person who had veto power on Trumpet's live performance for Edwin Diaz was Mets manager Buck Showalter. He said he was drunk with power, but he allowed it to happen. Curiali strikes out on the changeup, took an extra four pitches, but Abel does strike out the side in the eighth. No runs, one hit, two left on the walk. The end of eight, still a 5-3 Cardinal lead. Pitching change, new arm coming in. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Oregon State Beaver pitching alum leaves the diamond. Another one and comes on. DJ Carpenter on to try and close it out for the Cardinals in the top of the ninth inning. They have a 5-3 lead. Blake Dunn, Wendell Marrero, Braylon Menier. The 3-2 up against the former Beaver. Carpenter, 6'8", 242 pounds, 22 years old from Valencia, California, was the Cardinals' 14th round pick this past July. Dunn has singled and walked tonight. He is 1-for-2. And the first pitch of the inning from Carpenter is a fastball strike at 96, 0-1. Carpenter making his second appearance with the Cardinals, the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Through a scoreless inning, struck out a batter, retired all three men he faced last Thursday night against the Mets. As Dunn takes a called strike, it is 1-2. Carpenter made two appearances in the FCL before joining Palm Beach, 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2. Final line for Nelfery Contreras. Goes an inning and a third, no runs on one hit, walk two, struck out three. Did allow two of the three inherited runners to score. 34 pitches, 17 strikes as Dunn takes low. It's a full count, but the Cardinals going to challenge. And it is overturned to strike three. Cardinals been good with the challenges tonight. That is their third successful one. They still have one remaining. And Carpenter picks up the K for the first out of the ninth inning. Particularly good on those decisive ones. With three balls or two strikes. Brings up Wendell Marrero as a double and a walk tonight. Brought in one of the Tortugas three. Takes outside. It's 1-0. Carpenter issues. And Marrero waves and misses at the fastball, 1-1. Carpenter made 22 appearances at Oregon State this past year. Marrero takes a strike, 1-2. Had a 7.7 ERA, but struck out 31 and 24 in a third innings. Also pitched in three games for the Frederick Keys in the MLB Draft League. This is a ground ball back to the mound. Carpenter, a strong throw on to first base, nearly pulled Yeager off the bag, but able to shuffle his feet and stay on the square, and Daytona down to their final out. Braylon Menier, couple of singles and a pair of RBIs tonight. 2-for-3 today. Trying to keep the game alive for the top of Daytona's order. And Menier takes a called strike. He's going to challenge the call. And the call is upheld, and so Daytona out of challenges. Tortuga's officially going 1-for-4 on challenges tonight. As Menier fouls it to the mesh screen, and Daytona down to their final strike. Cardinals trying to bring their magic number down to 7. Mets and Hammerhead still tied at St. Lucie. The 0-2 pitch, and Braylon off the end of the bat stays alive. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Scores from out of town. Look back at this one and a look ahead to game 4 in the series tomorrow. 0-2, and he struck him out on the slider. Got him on the pitch down. DJ Carpenter picks up the first save of his professional career, and the Cardinals' magic number is down to 7. As they take the first three games of this series, they have won 6 straight. Your final tonight, Palm Beach 5 and Daytona 3. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Cardinals bid for a postseason berth. Inching closer and closer. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with 6 games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Daytona held a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning, but an RBI double off the bat of Brody Moore. And a three-run home run to snap an 0-for-17 slide at the plate for Elijah Cabell. And the Cardinals come away with their sixth straight win. Their magic number for a postseason berth is down to seven as they await the result of the Mets and Hammerheads tonight at Clover Park. Let's take you through the game that was here this evening. Right-hander Jose Acuna starting for Daytona against the righty Trent Baker. Was a scoreless game going into the top of the third inning. That's when Daytona was able to get on the board first. Blake Dunn led off the inning with a single. And then on an 0-1 pitch, Wendell Marrero hammered a ball over the leaping glove of the first baseman Yeager. And into right field. Dunn, with his great speed, scored all the way from first. But Wendell Marrero tried stretching it to a triple. And once again, Daytona making it out on the bases with less than two outs. Has been, unfortunately, an all-too-common trend over these last couple of weeks. But Marrero did get credit for an RBI double. And Daytona had a 1-0 lead. But there were two more hits in that inning. And had Marrero not been thrown out trying to get to third with nobody out, might have been a different ball game, but it wasn't. And it remained 1-0 in favor of Daytona heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jose Acuna threw five frames of one-hit shutout ball. In the bottom of the sixth inning, though, the Cardinals able to tie it up with two out. Elijah Cabell walked to lead off the inning, advanced to second on the ground out to second by Nathan Church with one away. Ball dropped by Trey Faltini. Could have erased the lead runner, but did get the for sure out at first base. But then on a 2-2 pitch to Joshua Baez, snuck one up the third baseline past the glove of Minier for a double. And that tied the game at one. Daytona in the top of the seventh, though, would regain the lead with two outs, three straight walks to Cade Hunter, Blake Dunn, and Wendell Marrero. Chased the right-hander Jacobson. Left-hander Nelfrey Contreras came on. And on a 3-2 pitch to Braylon Minier, he hit a 105-mile-an-hour ground ball up the middle. Rivas trying to rush the throw, dropped the ball. Two runs scored, and Daytona had a 3-1 lead. Stayed until the bottom of the seventh. Jimmy Crooks and Brody Moore hit back-to-back doubles to right to start the inning. Made it 3-2 after a strikeout and a Michael Curiale single. Elijah Cabell on a 2-0 pitch hit a 110-mile-an-hour rocket out beyond the right center field wall. His seventh home run of the year, snapping an 0-for-17 slide at the plate. Gave the Cardinals a 5-3 lead. And they would go on to win by that final of 5-3 tonight. Nelfrey Contreras picks up the win. He improves to 5-3. An inning and a third, no runs, one hit. Walk two and struck out three. Loss goes to Kevin Abel. He drops to 1-3. Five runs on seven hits in three innings. Walk two, struck out five. DJ Carpenter, Abel's fellow Oregon State alum, picks up his first career save, struck out two in a perfect top of the ninth. Final line scores tonight. Daytona, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 6. Cardinals, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 6 as well. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 16 minutes in front of a crowd of 345 on this 1st of September. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the FSL tonight. Lakeland and Clearwater impacted by rain, made it through 2 innings. They were suspended in the top of the 3rd with Lakeland leading 5-0. Game 2 canceled because of the rain at Joker Marchant Stadium. They'll try and play a doubleheader tomorrow. Dunedin and Tampa were suspended as well in the top of the 2nd inning with Tampa holding a 2-1 lead. They'll try and make that up, I assume, tomorrow at some point. And it is officially final now in St. Lucie. The Cardinals' magic number will stay at 7 tonight as the Mets walk it off in the bottom of the 9th inning on Omar De Los Santos's 2-run home run, his 15th of the year, gives the Mets a 7-5 win. Jupiter had come back from 5 runs down to tie it. So the Cardinals' magic number will be 7 entering game 4 of the series tomorrow night. Only other game in progress tonight is in Bradenton, Fort Myers, a 7-6 lead on the Marauders. That game through 7 innings. Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, no major league action. Reds have the night off before starting a weekend series at home against the Rockies tomorrow. AAA Louisville trailing the Indianapolis Indians 3-2 at the end of 7. Lorenzo Cedrola, Daytona alum, has an RBI. Hunter Green struck out 4, phase 1 over the minimum in 2 scoreless innings in his rehab start. AA Chattanooga, top of the 6th, tied with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos at 2 apiece. Garrett Wolforth, a 2-run double tonight. Joe Boyle struck out 6 over 5 1/3, and top of the 7th in Dayton. Dragons looking for their 7th straight win. Jay Allen, the 2nd, has brought in 2. Dayton, a 4-1 lead on Cedar Rapids. Thomas Farr, 7 strikeouts over 6 innings tonight. Major League Baseball on this Thursday, abbreviated schedule. Mariners shutting out the Tigers 7-0. Julio Rodriguez homered again. White Sox over the Royals this afternoon 7-1. Nationals walk off the A's 7-5. Joey Meneses, his 7th home run, a 3-run shot in the bottom of the 10th inning. Mets take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in Queens. They win 5-3. It is final in Cleveland. The Orioles shutting out the Guardians 3-0. Cedric Mullins, Anthony Santander, and Ryan Mountcastle with solo home runs for Baltimore. End of 5 in Boston. Rangers leading the Red Sox by a 4-2 tally. Bottom 6 in Atlanta. It is the Braves 3 and the Rockies nothing. Spencer Strider has struck out 11 over 6 one-hit innings tonight for the Braves. And coming up at 9:40 tonight, in about 40 minutes, Diamondbacks will host the Brewers. Merrill Kelly going up against Brandon Woodruff. Our series will continue tomorrow night, our final 6:30 first pitch of the series. It will be Carson Rudd to make his 2nd start of the season. Rudd been very good since rejoining Daytona, 2-0, a 2.12 ERA, 26 strikeouts, just 5 hits allowed. He'll go up against the right-hander Hansel Rincon, 2-4, a 5.7 ERA. He'll make his first appearance against a Reds affiliate tomorrow night. Our coverage will start at 6:15 Eastern time, 15 minutes prior to first pitch, leading up to that 6:30 first toss right here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as Daytona will try and halt the Cardinals' 6-game winning streak and bring it into their own 3-game slide. That'll do it for us here tonight. Hard to believe, with tomorrow's game now less than 10 games remaining on Daytona's schedule, 9.5 left, 3 here, and then 6.5 back in Daytona. Have that suspended game to make up from Tampa in July to start that series next Tuesday, the 6th of September. So, for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters, back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals score 4 in the 7th and defeat Daytona 5-3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.